presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, one. Hello, all. And I have my co-host, Michelle Gray, and my other co-host, Eric Madness, with me. We were just talking about how awful the problems we're having with Blog Talk Radio. I have to go on my cell phone in order to talk to you guys. No one heard. So if anybody knows of any alternative to Blog Talk Radio, as long as it's not super expensive, you guys let us know, because I'm just so sick and tired of it. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about myself. Not anymore, anyway. We got a super moon today, right?
Yes, we do.
We're going to do a special strawberry super moon ceremony and meditation. And then, of course, then we will take our wonderful callers. So, Eric,
Yes. Hi, sweetie,
I love you. And Michelle, I love you too, of course.
Eric says, I love you, Mama. I love you too, Elisa. And it's the energy feels so good today. And when it's interesting because, we've got some guests coming up in the next little bit. So we've had these shows in the last little while where Eric's been bringing up some topics to talk about and everything. And he brought forward the strawberry moon. And I didn't realize it was actually today, that it was right on the radio show day. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. And I know Raylene, she did in some live, really getting into the astrology and a lot of details about it,
cool.
too. So yes. It is such a compliment to what she brought forward. But so Eric sat with me, and he actually wrote out a little, it's more of like a little ceremonial meditation, but he wanted to share. He says, hi, everybody, and he's telling y'all that he wants you to get comfortable for a minute. Before we take callers, what we're going to do is everybody get comfortable. That's him coming through my throat here. I can feel him. He wants to have you all comfortable. He said that now some of us are going to feel some things because we've set an intent to wrap some energy around everybody, and so there may be a little healing that goes on as well. So if you're sensitive to feeling energy, you might feel a little bit of that around your third eye, around your crown. You might feel a little bit in your heart chakra as well. So enjoy it. Just soak it in. What Eric shares is he says that this particular moon, so where a lot of our moons that we have, we do a lot of releasing, we do a lot of clearing, but this particular one is like truth, revelations, and clarity. And he says with the times of uncertainty that we've been in, this last chapter since our last moon, and actually the last couple, he says they've been intense. And I'm sure that many of you listening to this have, myself included, have had some very intense things going on. A lot of things just kind of coming up to the surface, and Eric's showing me a great big broom like, yep, we've been sweeping things out. We've been clearing things out. Yeah, lots of clearing. A lot of physical clearing too, Eric says. He's just adding in like a lot of health stuff and releasing in the body and everything, which we talked about last week. So he says that this particular moon is welcoming, because what it is he says, after this time of tension, he says, this is like a sit down, relax, let your hair down, get creative, get comfortable, feel love. He's like, this one's about fun. It's about letting loose. And I asked Eric, about the strawberry moon, because I'm like, well, the moon, like, is it actually strawberry? Like, is it pink? Because I know we do have colored moon and everything. And he said, no, that it's not. And so what he actually showed me was he showed me a visual of myself picking strawberries with my mom when I was about 5 or 6 years old. So after I'd go for kindergarten, because we had morning kindergarten, my mom would take me in June, and we would go to the strawberry fields, and we would pick strawberries. And Eric says that's why it's the strawberry moon. It's actually connected to the Native American tribes. And in Eastern Canada, North America, a strawberry picking season, which I thought was so cool. So it's the harvest of the strawberry. So anyway, he says, everybody get comfortable. Get comfortable. You can sit, stay where you are. If you want to lay down, he's like, let your hair down. Get comfy. He says, whatever you prefer. And so once you're all nice and comfortable, he says to close your eyes. And close your eyes. And he goes, and I'm giving each one of you a great big kiss.
Oh.
Yeah.
No tongue, though.
So
okay?
Yeah, no tongue, Eric. He says, and some hugs, too. Some hugs, too. Okay, so just close your eyes, a nice deep breath, and right from the bottom of your feet, pull it right in from the bottom. And we're going to count deep breaths. We're going to breathe in, and we're going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're going to hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we're going to release. 1, 2, 3, 4. And we're going to do it one more time. So I want you to really breathe in that energy right from the bottom of your feet. Pull that energy right from Mother Earth, right through the roots, all the way up through the ground, right into the bottom of your feet, and breathe it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, and release. 1, 2, 3, 4. So as you're sitting there nice and relaxed, we're grounded, we're all ready, and we're bringing in the energies of the moon. And together, which we're so grateful to be together, in this beautiful transformative energy of today's full supermoon, we come together with the intention of shaking off any residual energy of the last few months that we no longer need. We embrace and we welcome with open arms transformative energy that will help us be more present, more creative, more restful, more relaxed, more compassionate, more adventurous, and more fun. We welcome in the abundance of energy that is for our very best, that allows us to have clarity when we need it, that allows us to be at peace, peace where we are right now, and to be content with what we do and what we don't know right now and what we don't yet know. We come together tonight in this very moment with an abundance of gratitude for ourselves, for our lives, and for each other in this hopeful and magical energy of the supermoon today. Today and every day, I want you to repeat this inside of your head. Today and every day, the cells of my body dance with joy. The cells of my body dance with health and the power of creation. Today and every day, I am cleansed of what no longer helps. Today and every day, I am cleansed of what no longer helps me because I know that joy is my birthright. Joy is my birthright to live in this life. Today and every day, I awaken my beautiful heart. Today and every day, each and every cell in my body ripples in abundance as I experience everyday miracles. Today and every day, I will repeat that I experience extraordinary peace, that I am extraordinary power, and that I wish and bless all others around me. Others will be in the universe and blessed in the name of love. just take a nice deep breath in and just breathe in all that beautiful energy. Eric is sending out a blast of love to each and every one of you. I can feel it just pumping through my heart chakra. So he's just sending it right out, and he's just asking you all to soak it all in with all the love and how grateful we are to be together and to be able to come together, he says, in this moment, to be able to be together on such a powerful, energetic day that represents all that we've been through, especially, he says, over the last couple of years, that we're ready for this change. We're ready for transformation. And he says, think about how you see yourself going forward. Think of the good things in your life and all the good things to come. And be okay with what you don't know, he says. Be okay with the answers that you don't have, because it'll come when you need it. But know that you are creating the very best part of your life right now. And how awesome is it, he says, that we're together in this energy to be able to really boost it up. And he's like, this is the awesome sauce. This is the good stuff.
Awesome sauce. Oh,
awesome sauce. There you go.
That's beautiful.
Right on, I will just say, on Eastern Standard Time, that just ended at 7:11 on the dot.
Oh, wow. 6:11 here. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean?
Yep.
And
that's
something
divine. That's a divine number.
Oh,
that's 7:11.
Oh, nine.
Like,
that's up to nine. Wow.
Yeah, alignment. Alignment. Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, that's good.
Y'all need to check out the thing about the supermoon that Raylene did. I think it's only on, maybe it's only on the Channeling Eric YouTube channel, but you can check the Atlanta Scatter one too if you like.
Yeah, it's really good. Lots of information on there.
Right.
I enjoyed it.
Right, especially for the fixed signs, which is Leo, Taurus, and a couple others. I can't remember. Anyway,
yeah,
all right, good.
Yeah.
Eric, you want to say anything about that before we take callers?
No, he just, he's very excited to do that tonight. And he really wanted to be interactive with everybody and really kind of work in the energy and help everybody, he says, expand into this exciting next chapter of our lives. So he says that he really hopes that everybody sleeps well, because that should give you a little shot of energy to sleep restfully tonight as well, too. So other than that, he says he's ready to take callers.
I love me some sleep. The best time of my day is when my head hits the pillow. The worst time is like
it's a wonderful time.
God, I got to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, we will take callers, because this is definitely not about me and my old-ass body getting up out of bed. This is about you guys. So, 412 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. My name is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
From Pittsburgh. Hi.
How you doing,
Stevie? I'm doing okay. How are you? I'm calling. I lost my son in May, and we really miss him. We really miss him, and I'm his mom, and I have his older sister, Allie, here, who was his bone marrow donor. And we'd like to see if we could talk to Jacob, or if he has a message for either one of us.
Particularly Allie, I think, because, you know, she gave herself. So,
she's right
Jacob,
here.
Tell Allie and Lori what they need to hear, please.
Okay, I'm just getting Jacob's energy in here.
20 years old when he passed.
Yeah, okay.
Eric. Yeah.
Yes, he is. And so he just says, first of all, to trust that he's there, because he says that he's given you guys signs. And so
I don't
particularly
see the signs.
Well, and that's what he says, you're worried, or you're worried that you're missing them, or worried that you're not seeing them. He says, smell,
yes.
There's a couple smells, and I'm going to tell you, some of them are a little bit stinky that he gives. But there's also a smell of candy, like kind of a sweet candy smell that he says to look for. For his sister, I got to tell you, gratitude. So much gratitude, because he's just saying that what she did for him, he says, there's like a gift coming for her in life because of what she did. And it's Allie. Allie's the sister?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, Allie, are you creative in some way?
In some ways. I used to be more so, I think, when I was younger. But, yeah, I haven't really found time for, like, creative stuff.
Okay, the reason why I'm saying that is he says that because he's communicating with you, and so he's showing you, like, doing something creative to kind of get your mind into, like, a space, into kind of a daydreamy space so that he can talk to you. He says that you and him have a direct line of communication, and he comes in on your right-hand side.
So you might hear, you know, his voice, or maybe it's in your own voice, but it's still him in your right ear. That's what Eric does to me. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about physics, and this applies to all listeners who have lost. You know, it's all physics. And so when we're really grieving, then our energy, and we're all energy, okay? Even Einstein said that matter grows in light. Everything vibrates somewhere on the electromagnetic spectrum. So when we are down, just so down, grief, and I've been there, then we are way low on the on the visible range. We've got a tiny sliver that our world is in, our 3D world is in. It's the visible range. And when we're so low, we are at the very bottom of that. So it's really hard for spirit, who's at the higher point, or actually above in vibration, of above the visible range, that's why we can't see them, okay? It's so hard for them to make their communication, make us aware of their communication or to see them. So it's really important to try to find ways to increase your vibration by dancing, listening to happy music, watching a great stand-up, comedian. I mean, but it's so hard. God, I've been there.
Okay. All right. One more question. I was wondering if you could tell me who he's with right now, make sure he's not alone, because I worry he's by himself. And is he with someone?
He's not by himself. He's not by himself because he's got female energies coming right in with him, standing right beside him. There's older female with him. There's also there's somebody else that is female that he maybe didn't know really, really well in the physical, but that he had met or had spent some time with, and she also had passed away maybe a bit before him, a little while
is
before
it a family
him.
Member? Family member?
Hang on. It is, but they maybe weren't, like, super close.
Right.
In the
physical? We have a lot of those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
he also says he just wants to let you know that he's, like, saying watch for lightning striking. Like,
okay.
I don't know what he means by this, but it's like he wants to tell me or tell you, like, a lightning bolt. Like, that's how he's going to bring in some sign that's going to be like a lightning bolt or something.
Okay.
He's very adimate about doing something powerful.
It could be a road sign or anything.
It could be.
Or it could be an active lightning bolt. Okay, so can you help Jacob strengthen his communication skills with Allie and his mom and other family members, please?
You're
so good at it.
Eric said yes, that they are. Jacob's just saying one more thing to you, Mom, and he just says that right now it's some time to pour some love into yourself, because he's helping you to pour love into yourself, which is going to allow you to be able to perceive him more. But he says you put so much into him and into others that right now is for you.
Okay. Before you, I know I have to go. Anything else for Allie before we go? Or no.
For his sister. For Allie, yes. But I want to know, what was the spiritual contract here? Why did he have to pass away from acute myeloid, from AML?
I'd like to know that.
I think it's really important.
He came here to experience and to teach perseverance.
He was very perseverant.
Yeah.
Why did he have to die? I don't understand why he couldn't be cured. I don't know. There's no answer to that, I guess.
No, there's and what he's saying is he goes, Mom, there'll never be an answer that'll be good enough to really to soothe that. Like he's just saying there's no real logical answer for that. But what he says is that he put his everything, perseverance, and he wants to tell you that is still his lesson, meaning that on the spirit side, perseverance is still his lesson. So you're going to see your boy persevere in continuing to communicate with you.
Okay. All right.
He's not going to stop.
Okay. Thank you. Just tell him that I love him.
He loves you.
Anything
else for Allie?
Okay, just 1 second, Jacob. Anything for Allie? He wants to tell Allie that she's a teacher. He also wants to tell her about in her dreams. So, Allie, if he hasn't come in your dreams yet, he's going to be in your dreams. But he says that you're a communicator. So you're probably going to be perceiving him first before Mom does.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Elisa.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Anytime, guys. Bye. Oh, this broke my heart because I tried so hard to help him. And I was so probably 30 hours in the field trying to help this young man. It's just so awful.
Yeah.
All right. Triggers so much. All right.
He just said, I'll just tell you, Elisa. He said to you too, just to add, he said that perseverance is he's taught that, and that was in you too because of all the perseverance you did to help him.
Yeah. God dang, I cried. I know. All right, 505 area code. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Eliza.
Hi, sweetie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Danny. I was emailing you.
Right. Yes.
About my ex-husband who passed away, Colbert.
Right. Yes, Colbert.
I was just wondering if he has any messages for me and our kids. And I have our daughter, Deva, here with me right now.
Oh. Colbert.
What's his first name? Colbert?
Colbert.
Colbert.
Colvert.
Okay.
Colbert.
Yeah. Colbert. Okay. All right. Let's just see.
And her name is Danny. Danie.
Danny. Okay.
I got a handsome man here.
Ooh.
A handsome man. He says he's a handsome man. He said he's being quite bold about it, saying that he's handsome, and he wants to let you know that he's still handsome. His very first thing he comes forward with is love. He's also letting you know, so I don't know what you're going through right now, there's some problem solving or something, because he says that he's giving you help. He wants to let you know that he hears. He's giving you guidance. Have you been asking for protection?
I was before.
Okay, because he means protection, and it's like if you're worried or you're concerned, because what he says is, "Don't worry, you got my help." He says, "I'm here to protect you. I'm protecting you." And it feels like that's what he did in life as well. Like he protected everybody.
Yeah. We would argue quite a bit, and he left, and it left us with a lot of questions, a lot of hurt, pain, and then he started drinking and using drugs, and he would always tell me, you don't understand why I did it, you don't know why I left.
Well, Culver, can you please tell us why? Why
yeah,
did you leave? Why did you leave your family and take the path to alcohol and drugs? Was it part of a spiritual project? Teach or learn? What was
it? He says yes. He says in his physical body he felt a lot of judgment. And he's not just saying this to you, but it's in other areas of his life as well. He had a hard time being at peace with himself. He's also saying he used it as a way to avoid. He's also saying that it was hard for him to have the courage to keep going. And the judgment is something he's really, judgment of other people. Did he have a hard time with some family members?
Yeah, pretty much most of his family.
Okay. He says that he wasn't able to, have the love for himself. He says the reason why he left was it was at the point where he says his soul was able to make a choice. It was an exit point for him. It was very challenging for him to be able to turn it around, and he was able to help and do more from his side and spirit than he was able to do in the physical. And he's speaking of that as his addiction as well. He does come today asking in forgiveness because he says that he wasn't able to forgive himself. And he held in a lot of shame for his choices. And that's something that he's been able to look at from this side of things, but he wants to ask for your forgiveness because he says it took a lot for you to be able to go through things from your end. It took a lot of courage for you as well.
Yeah, it did.
He was in a lot of denial. He had a lot of denial. He says it didn't matter what anybody else told me. He says, it was like I had my mind made up. I was in denial.
Was there a reason why he had to go this path? Was it to teach others something or to learn something for himself? I mean, in other words, was it a spiritual contract for him taking the path he did?
He says that he was actually very energetically sensitive, empathic. He says that he became very detached from his emotions, from some of what he had experienced in his life, and he says that he got caught up in a cycle, in some bad cycles. He said that it didn't have to go this way. He had choices, and he just said that he couldn't get himself out of it. He kept going back into the same cycles.
Is he okay now? Is he happy?
Yeah.
He says he is, and that's why he wants to tell you that he's handsome. He's looking good. He says he's restored. He's restored. So he says to think of him in that way.
Yeah, he was very handsome.
Yes. He says yes. Thank you.
He loves
you.
For the
kids,
what did he say? I love you?
He says he loves you. Says
I love
he loves
him
you.
Too with all my heart, and I miss him so much.
He wants to let the kids know. He wants to let the kids know that he's here to help them.
Yeah.
That they have his help. They didn't always have that from him.
Yeah.
But he wants to let them know that he is there. And that he hears them, and that he'll be there for them throughout their milestones. He's saying to look for, when he says birds, he's talking like a big bird, like a falcon, like an eagle, like a big bird. To look for a bird like that, that's him. So you're going to see one shortly and know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
And can I say one more thing?
Yeah, of course.
Would he be able, can he visit our son? He really misses his dad, and he asks him every night before he goes to bed, Dad, can you come visit me in my dream?
He wants to let him know that he sits right at the end of his bed, that he is sitting right there. And he will have a visit with him. He says, keep asking. Some of it is the energy, it's the grief right now, but he will. He will.
Okay.
And he's also saying that he's going to see him. Yes, Eric says he's on it. He goes, I already got it, Mom. I already got it.
Thank you, Eric.
We love you.
he loves you guys too.
Oh. And please take care of my honey.
He says he got it. He goes, he's in good hands. He's in good hands.
I have probably a bad influence on him. You never know. All right, so let's take the next caller, the 818 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, Mama. Hi, everybody. And I want to send my love to all of you and the ladies before. This is Rochelle from Los Angeles. And I'm hoping that I just close out like a 49-year cycle in my life, and it is heartbreaking, but whatever. I've been trying to move for a very long time, and I feel like I need to move in order to be able to start my own business, because where I live now is a bit toxic. So I just want to know about my move. Is this going to happen, or do I need to stay here?
No, you are going to move.
I think you know the answer.
Yeah, you're going to move. And that's exactly it, because Eric just says, trust what you already know.
Trust what you know,
because you're getting this information intuitively. He says you know it in your gut. He says what you're calling in and asking is you're really asking for validation of what you already know. And he says, that's what we're giving you. We're giving you validation. Yeah. He says, have a bit of patience with it, because there is a timing factor here that it's important. And he says, think of it as there's some ducks that need to be in a row for the right time. And he says, but keep following what you're getting, because you are getting divine information. You're getting it right through your intuition. And so he says, keep trusting it and know that this is not a if this happens or will this happen, this is happening. So the only thing that's taking place is the order, the divine order of exactly how it's coming together. And so he says this is a walk of trust right now. That's what your lesson is.
Right. And it's not going to hurt anybody in my family.
What's that?
But I'm not going to hurt anyone in my family. My dad has cancer right now. And that's part of a struggle of, like, should I stay, should I go?
Oh.
Well, what Eric is saying is that there's, you know, he is bringing up forgiveness. And part of the forgiveness is for yourself in the decisions that you're making for yourself.
Okay.
Because he
says,
you know, when you make those decisions, he says, you know, right now you don't have all the information that you will when it becomes the time to go. So he just says, have forgiveness of yourself for wanting something when others are going through their own stuff.
Right.
Okay, real quick before we take another call, I really would like to ask, is she going to leave the city or the state? Or the country, for that matter.
Oh, good question. Okay, let's see. Eric says the state.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Ms. Ellis.
All right. Thanks.
You bet. We got somebody from the 630 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello, sweetheart. I'm really enjoying your show. It's, like, very intense at the same time. But I feel like I'm learning a lot by listening in,
awesome.
You know, and just
are you a first-time
hearing all
listener?
These messages. No. I just haven't called in a while. This is Dion. I'm in Wisconsin.
Dion from Wisconsin, the cheese capital.
Yes.
Yes.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. I love it. I have relatives in Wisconsin.
Friends in Wisconsin.
Really?
What can we do for you?
Yeah.
I'm in Lake Geneva.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, it's like I feel like I live in Legoland. Like, everything up here is, like, super pristine. Everybody's super nice.
Oh.
It's like living in a cartoon in a way. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously,
wow.
It's like the nice, yeah, the nicest place on earth.
Nice.
Oh my God!
Too.
All right, so Dion,
nice.
What can we do?
Well, I wanted to say hello to Eric. I also thank him for the messages that with the opening of the show with the full moon. I really was resonating with his energy, and I mean, I guess to stay in line with what's going on with the show, maybe a message from my dad about my career. If he has
what's
any
your
advice
dad's
or
first name, babe?
Eugene.
Eugene. Okay. Was your dad a farmer?
No, but you know what? I used to call him a lumberjack because he literally looked like a lumberjack.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's
and he would wear like flannels and jeans
uh-huh.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
He looks like a farmer.
Okay. Yes, he does.
Yes.
He does. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so the first thing he said, he says, "Hi, honey." Hi, honey. What he's saying
hi,
is, so for your career, he's just saying, did he call you D?
He called me all kinds of names.
Okay, because he's shortening your name, just to say. So there's like a nickname because he's not doing the full pronunciation. There's something short with it, just
so,
to tell you.
All of my siblings and I, all of our names start with a D. And we all followed in our father's footsteps and did the same career that he did. But, like, I want to leave that now and do what I want to do.
Okay.
And
that
I don't want
sense.
Him
yeah.
to be mad at me. But
no,
like,
no,
the other
this
kids
makes
are
complete
not.
Sense. No, this makes sense in what he's saying because the first thing he says is he wants you to be honest with yourself and that change is good. This change is good for you. He's encouraging you to be honest with yourself in what it is that you want to do.
Okay, that's great.
He wants to let you know that not to carry any guilt with how he feels because there's peace in him from this side of things because he says he may have given you a little bit of a hard time in the physical. He may have kind of get you to look at why you should stay in doing what you're doing. But he also says that he always wanted your happiness, and that hasn't changed. He's always wanted you to be happy. So do you already have an idea on what it is that you want to do?
Yeah, and I already started transitioning. And, like, I feel bad because, like, I know it's what's healthy for me. And, you know, I feel like what he did teach me, I could apply that to any career that I'm in.
Oh, that's
in.
Wonderful.
So, you know.
Well, and that's, he says that the path that he took with all of you, he says, was to give you the skills in life. Because the training that you had from him, he's calling it the University of Dad, or actually says the University of Pop. Oh. So he says to have faith in what, you know, in each step forward. He keeps saying not to hold on to, like, to relax. Don't hold on to any guilt, because he says you wouldn't have made the choices that you did if you didn't know, like, if you thought it wasn't right, you wouldn't have done it, basically. So the other thing he's saying, too, is he wants you to look out for license plates on the highway.
Oh,
and
I love that. Specifically,
yeah, license plates that say dad, or part of it that says dad.
I see
what
that.
Showing me. Yeah.
See that.
Yeah.
I do see that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So cool.
That's his little nudge to you that he's giving you a wink, like he's checking in on you.
Oh, that's
and
so
like,
sweet.
And just, and I know you have a lot of callers, but I just want to say one thing. And like, with my new career, I honestly believe that me making this transition will also help the family business. Because, like, it'll change it'll shift the energy around. We wouldn't be in competition with each other. I don't know if the siblings feel that way, but I kind of feel like my dad would feel like that, but I don't.
Dad says what's good for you is good for everybody. Yes.
Okay. Very
all
good.
Right, thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Wow, that's good. So you're going to be helping,
yes.
Dion, you're going to be helping others.
Yeah.
Okay, we got someone on the 501, Erica. Hey there.
Hello, Miss Elisa.
Hey there.
I know who this is. Hi.
I know you know who this is. Hello, darlings. How are y'all?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to ask is if I can talk to Ricky Charles Frazier's higher self and ask why he married me.
Ricky, Donna. Okay. Yes, Donna, yes.
Yes.
You want to ask why he married
Donna
you?
Donna Frazier.
Donna Frazier,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm finding out for all the women and men that are in kind of bad marriages.
Mm.
All right, so Ricky, why'd you marry Donna?
Well, kind of a weird thing. Weird thing that he's saying is actually saying change, for a change, like something different. Also, he's saying, like, marrying you to bring out honesty in himself.
Wow. He's just now being honest after 38 years.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, he's given me the it's like learning to be honest. So he may have been and is not honest with you.
Yeah.
Wait. Was that a spiritual contract? Did Donna and Ricky come together, incarnate?
Yes.
For the purpose
of
Donna teaching Ricky how to be honest, but it didn't work out?
Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. Yes. And that's the adversity. That's also there's past life stuff there as well. There's past life stuff there because there's more than one lifetime there of energetic connections.
All right. Are the energetic connections severed now?
Yeah. Did you do some past life work already?
I did.
There's
it
already
Miss Alexa.
Okay, yeah, because there's already something been done, but yes, there's nothing there that's holding on to it, but there's some physical energy that's holding on. Like, he seems very focused on you.
Yeah, he is now.
Yeah.
Huh.
So what's the best thing to happen with this relationship? Cut it off?
I've already filed for divorce, so.
Yeah. This is what Eric just says. Eric adds in to keep going forward with what you're doing.
Okay.
Keep going forward with what you're doing is the best thing that you can do.
For me.
And as hard as it is, Eric says to, take a look at what you may have learned in the relationship or, you know, where can you find gratitude in what you've learned about yourself? Because that will help transform that energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've forgiven him.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've forgiven myself because I know I'm not perfect. There ain't nobody perfect in this world except for that ever lived except for Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his higher self is also just saying that, the lesson of honesty, and that being like the contract, that's something that is coming for him more now than it was during your marriage. Like you're like a catalyst for that for him. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I've realized that he has grown.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to go on to the next caller. Thanks, Donna.
Love her accent.
All right, 919, Erica, what's up?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia. I have a hi. Thank you for taking the call. I have a question regarding career. I don't know if I would love to know what Eric has for me. I have been trying to move. I was actually in a very toxic work environment, and I was blessed to be released from it. Although financially it was a strain, it was still a blessing to be out of that toxicity. Now I'm trying to, I have a job that's bringing in some income, but it is so, I mean, it's like less than half of what I was originally making, so things are tight, but I'm just ready for that new thing, something that's for my greatest and highest good, and I'm just wondering, when do you see that coming through? When does that manifest?
And also, what practical steps can she make to make it happen?
Exactly.
Okay, so first of all, Eric's just saying that where you're at right now is like a, he says, don't think about it as a holding pattern because he says there's value to what you're learning right now because this is like a stepping stone to this next path or next stage. But he wants to ask you, do you know what it is that you want in this next stage? Because he says energetically there's not something real firm. And he says, no, he'll give you some practical steps to kind of get to that point. But he says that you've got a couple different directions, but he wants you to start to narrow in. Are you a healer?
I'm an empath, and I have given lots and lots of consideration to that. I just haven't, like, worked toward it.
Okay. Well, this is what he's saying. He says he's going to give you a couple things to think about, and then he's going to give you some direction. He says, first of all, he says, we get thrown out of things in our life that are difficult to help throw us on another path. He goes, right now you're in somewhere that you can go, you can, you know, make some money so that you can function, you can live, but also so that you can learn more about yourself. And he says, and that's really what this time is right now. He says, in the acceptance of who you really are, because he says, you know who you are. He says, you know that you have some abilities there. He says, your empathic ability and your ability as a healer, he says, is much stronger than you realize it is. So by accepting that, and he goes, accepting that means saying that I am this way, and I'm this way for a reason, because I'm able to, he says, look at all you've been through in your life.
Mm.
And he goes, and not only are you able to create what it is that you want to do, but he says, working in the healing fields, working with energy, he says, working with the intuition, he says, working with nutrition, the body, he says, any of those areas would be very beneficial for you. He goes, is there one specific route to go? He goes, no, because it, by you accepting that you are empathic, intuitive, and a healer will open up doors of opportunity for you to choose. He goes, acceptance is an amazing thing. And he goes, there's no mistake that you've called in today with this amazing moon energy. And we're having this conversation. So he says, I want you to go and get a piece of paper out, and I want you to write down a list of things that you could see yourself doing. And he goes, and do not say, well, I don't know how that would happen. I don't know if I'd be good at that. He says, the things that you feel, he goes, write them down. Because what you're doing is, he says, you're putting that into your energetic frequency as there. This is where I'm headed. And what happens is, he says, opportunities and clarity starts to come to line you up to head you in those directions. He says, you're going to meet somebody, and it's going to be through the internet. You're going to meet somebody that's going to help give you some guidance and going to help you understand a little more about how you already operate. Because he says, you got it all going on, girl. He says, it's all there. He says, you just got to figure out how it is, and then you'll be able to keep going forward. And he goes, and the amazing thing is you have a job right now, and it's not something that's draining the life out of you, but it's putting food on the table, and it's paying the bills.
Right, right.
And he says, and it's going to help you transition into this next point.
Have you had a kind of a rough life?
Yeah, I have. I mean, there's just difficult situations. My mother passed when I was a year old. I was raised by my great-grandmother and my but I had a loving upbringing. Remember when I turned about 13, she had a stroke, so things kind of changed a little bit for me. I had to live with I lived with my father and my two brothers, which was not horrible, but it was kind of difficult for a teenage girl to go and move into this stage.
Is she a light worker? Eric, is she a light worker?
Yes, and Eric also says that it's hereditary on the female side of her family.
I thought so.
Yeah,
my great-grandmother who raised me, I thought that. Okay, you asked that question I've been wondering forever. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a lot to think about, girl. All right,
you do.
Callers, thank you for calling in. Wow.
Thanks.
That was an amazing call. I mean, geez. Okay, so we got somebody from the 757 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Good evening. Mother Alisa, good evening, Michelle. Good evening, Eris. This is Andre from the Beach.
Hi, darling.
Hi there.
Hi, hello. I'm glad that I'm able to speak to you today. I feel like I have a nudge and little here and there that there is a message for me from my guides or from Eric. Could you please ask Eric to pass the message for me?
Okay, so just, do you mean like a general message?
I think this time is like a very important time right now, and I feel like there is something like a milestone. There is something I have to do, and there is like open roads for me that I have to choose, and there is a message for me, like guidance message.
Well, what Eric is showing me is he's showing me crossroads, and saying that there's one that you have to let go of.
Which one would be?
Is
it a relationship or a career or what?
Well, the way he's answering it is he says it has to do with his happiness, and it is relationship with relationship. And he's saying that we can't tell you exactly what to do with it, but he says the messages that you're getting is to make a choice based on your own happiness in the direction that's going to be best for you. And he says, making a choice that's best for you doesn't mean it's easy.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give any more information?
Yeah, any more information? Is that the relationship between me and my wife? Is that what you're talking about?
He's saying it's more to do with a change in the relationship. So he's not necessarily talking about ending the marriage or ending the relationship, but he's saying that there has to be a change in the relationship. And, I mean, there's some of it that's a little bit, I think, maybe deep to get into on the radio show. But
maybe,
I don't know if you...
book that with Michelle and get more deeply into this. I think that would be a good thing.
Yeah, there's
a lot,
not a lot that can be answered in just a couple minutes, you know? It's a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I will message you.
Oh, it's okay. The dog is trying to bark. All right, guys, we need to close up so we don't run into the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm so honored to have you guys. And thank you, Eric, of course. And thank you, Michelle Gray at thehealinghart.com. Until the next time,
love you all.
Bye.
You, Lisa. Eric says love you, Mama. I love you, everybody. Have an awesome night and a great super moon.
Absolutely. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.